Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Saturday, November 28th, 2020. I'm your host, Robert. Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. I know I'm still kind of feeling uncomfortably full. I also think it's time to get back on a good eating program because I'm starting to expand in every possible direction. I got to nip that in the bud now. Start shrinking again before the next round of holidays, because if I continue on this path, by the time like January rolls around, I'm going to be rolling out of this place. It's kind of hard though, man. When you got so much good food and good drink and it's cold and it's dark and everything else and you're inside a lot, it's tough not to expand, you know? All right, so in the last day or so, we've obviously had a lot of news happening. I mean, it's going to be like this for the next few weeks. It's going to be a roller coaster. And if you just watch media headlines, it's going to be, you know, up and down, up and down. They're going to try to play with your emotions. One day it might seem like everything's going to be going our way. And then, you know, the media is going to publish a story that they manipulate to make you think that everything is lost and we just might as well give up. Don't pay attention to those stories, okay? Forget the liberal media. We know what their agenda is. But also be careful about ours, too. There's going to be a lot of articles talking about Biden as if he's already the president, talking about who he's nominating for what cabinet position, who's going to be the next ambassador to the UN. And, you know, you're looking at all these deep state operatives from the Obama administration making a comeback. All these faces starting to pop up out of the woodwork again. And you're like, oh, man, is this just like a foregone conclusion? Is this unstoppable? Is this really going to happen that Biden is going to be president, right? And, you know, all these people that we thought would be in jail right now, you know, and it can definitely cause a lot of people to panic. I get that. You look at the headlines, you're like, wait a second. People were saying that Trump still has a chance. Why do all these stories seem to paint the picture that, you know, that this is a guaranteed loss now? What's going on? That's just what we're up against, okay? Fox obviously is flipped, but I'm even seeing a few other media outlets like start to have less and less stories about, like, here are Trump's paths to victory, you know? Or here's a win for Trump. They've slowly started to give up the fight. But watch, when he does win, when the big victories come in, they're all going to come back pretending that they never gave up. Remember, the media is still trying to discourage everybody at every turn. All right, they're doing this in a couple of different ways. One, if there's any kind of story that can even be perceived as being negative, they blow it way out of proportion. They make it seem as negative as they can. Anything positive, they usually don't even report on it, like at all. Or at the end of the story, you know, they'll talk about the positivity, and at the very end, they'll toss in something like, but despite this small win for Trump, you know, his lawsuits have all been widely rejected, and he's also authorized the transition of power to Biden and blah, blah, blah. They're just trying to get you to be dejected. I noticed a couple stories over the holiday that I noticed on Parler and some other social media outlets. I noticed that it bummed some people out, okay, as I was, you know, scrolling through people on Parler and I saw the comments. One was Trump saying that the facts are on our side, but time isn't. Well, yeah, I mean, compared to all the evidence we have and all the people that are going to need to come to justice and all the people that are involved in this and everything else, yes, we have a mountain of evidence, and there's no way that all of that evidence is going to be handled in time, okay? There's just no time for that. But we don't need all of the evidence to come out. We don't need everything to be proven. We need enough to be proven. So no, time isn't on our side for that before we have to have this wrapped up, but we have plenty of time to overturn the election, so no worries there. That's all we need to worry about is getting the election reversed, not for everybody to be brought to justice. Now, another story was the lower court in Pennsylvania a couple days ago, siding against Trump, throwing out the whole lawsuit thing and saying, you know, there's no merit. And I saw a lot of people on social media just falling apart on this. I'm like, oh my God, where are we ever going to get a victory? We just keep getting shot down in the courts. It's over and everything else. Look, you can't get too emotional right now. You know, over the how do you want to call it? The minute-to-minute headlines, right? With all these stories. First of all, the judges on that lower court were in fact supposedly Republicans, but they were appointed by past Republican presidents, meaning like the Bushes. So that's not the kind of Republicans that we need. The fact that they just said all the charges were without merit and baseless, that tells you everything you need to know. As I've said before, none of these lower courts are going to be on our side, okay? They don't have their jobs because they're great judges or they're there because of their merit. The judges appointed by Bush and Obama and all that, they're there to keep the status quo going when they're called upon to do so, okay? And nothing they say is anywhere near final. So don't worry if we suffer those little losses in the courts, okay? It's procedure. You have to go to them first, you take your losses, and you move on higher up the ladder. Now, speaking of moving on, let's move on to the good news. Now, I've been saying that Pennsylvania is going to be the key. I've said as goes Pennsylvania, so will go many of the other swing states. Obviously, over the last couple of days, we've had a lot of news coming out in Pennsylvania. You had a Pennsylvania judge halt the certification in the state, right? We saw the state legislature hold hearings with Giuliani. This was the first state to do so, and there's more coming. Giuliani and Trump's legal team, they presented all the evidence to the state legislature, laid out tons of evidence of fraud, and that's to the people that need to see it most, and to the unwilling media. Now, the media tried their hardest to bury the story, but because it was a public hearing, it was live broadcast on the internet, so I watched a lot of it on YouTube, and there were a ton of people watching the live stream I was connected to. And it was connected on different live streams, so there were hundreds of thousands of people watching this, if not millions, right? A ton. The media can't really censor people anymore who want to find the info. Yes, they're obviously censoring it to liberals. They don't go digging for this stuff anyway. They don't even want to see it, okay? But there's just too many avenues now and ways to share that, yeah, you know, they can decide to not cover a story. They can ban you or censor you off their little platforms like Twitter and stuff. They can, but there's ways around that now. And I think by deliberately not covering any of this, they're only piquing the curiosity of a lot of people who are saying, hey, wait a second. If this is all BS, why aren't I allowed to see it? Why are they silencing all this? What, you know, what don't they want me to see? Okay. Thousands of people watched. Now, in Pennsylvania, we have a lot of paths to victory. So let's go over a few because this is also going to be probably the same formula that we use in other states going forward. Some states are going to be, you know, a little bit unique. They're going to have their own set of circumstances. But what happens in Pennsylvania might give us sort of like a blueprint. Let's talk first about this latest court ruling. All right, this is from, where am I taking this from? Gateway Pundit. Pennsylvania Judge Patricia McCullough filed a memorandum of opinion on Friday stating the Pennsylvania preliminary election certification injunction was properly issued and should be upheld. McCullough added this, additionally, petitioners appear to have established a likelihood to succeed, and she said the legislators have the power to choose electors, not the Secretary of State. Now, the Constitution of the United States gives legislatures that power in the first place, okay? It also gives the state legislatures the power to write their election laws and their procedures, and this is going to be one big path forward in legal challenges, I believe, because I think we're going to find all over the country that there were a lot of states that didn't follow their own election laws, which would alter the results. I mean, maybe even in some states that we didn't even think about challenging. You know, like I don't know, Minnesota, California, you know, any of these states that we lost, we might be able to challenge a lot of them. I don't know if we're going to have time or not because we have to focus on the ones that matter most, these swing states. But eventually, we might figure out that a lot of these states held an election that was counter to their own law. For now, let's stick with Pennsylvania because it's an interesting and a complicated case right now. Giuliani brought a ton of evidence of fraud, which called into question the entire integrity of the election. Let's put that aside for now, and let's just focus on the actual Pennsylvania law. In 2019, the state legislature passed Act 77, okay? And what that basically did, it broadened the amount of people in Pennsylvania's ability to vote by mail. So basically, it went from absentee ballot to everybody. But it did lay down a lot of stipulations, like the ballots had to be in by 8 o'clock p.m. on election day, and no mail-in ballots could arrive after that time. If they did, they were void. You could not count them in the general election. That's one reason that you saw Justice Alito of the Supreme Court. He knew about this fact. He knew about the law, and he ordered that Pennsylvania separate those ballots because he's anticipating a court challenge where the Supreme Court could then toss out those big ballot dumps in Pennsylvania that came in at like 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. What had happened was that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, the state-level Supreme Court, they stepped in and they changed all of the rules. They said, no. Pennsylvania is going to accept any mail-in ballots as long as they're postmarked by Election Day, but they can arrive up to 3 days later. All right, okay, fine, yeah, if that's what you want. Except the judicial branch has no authority to rewrite law. If it went to the Supreme Court just as it is now, to the National Supreme Court, all of those big ballot dumps for Biden in Pennsylvania would be tossed. Anything that came in after 8 o'clock, gone. But it looks like it's going to get even more complicated than that, in that it looks like the whole Act 77 may have been passed without authority, and it may have needed a full constitutional amendment, in which case almost all of the mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania were against state law. Now, I'm not even sure how the courts would address that because you're talking a ton of people's votes at that point, not counting, and I don't know what a court would do with that. I mean, that's really the entire PA election. I mean, a lot of people obviously voted in person, but you're talking about, hundreds of thousands, if not, millions of votes. But let's say our easy path to Pennsylvania victory with Act 77 doesn't work anymore because Act 77 wasn't legitimate, in the first place. And now we have a scared Supreme Court, unwilling to say that all these ballots are going to be tossed. They're just like, oh my gosh, we can't just say that, a million Pennsylvanians' votes didn't count. They just don't have the courage to do something like that. And they say, we're just going to leave it to the lower court, to the states to decide, we don't have the courage. So what do we do now if that happens? Well, with all the evidence of fraud, like I've been talking about in the previous episodes, the Republican Party has a lot, and I mean a lot of power, to overturn this fraud. We always have, since the night of the election, without even having to really rely on cases going to court at all, or going to the Supreme Court, state level or Supreme Court. And I'm not saying that those ballot dumps won't be overturned, okay? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if that isn't how it gets done, we're already on a clear and obvious path to take back Pennsylvania from Biden anyway already. That power we have is the state legislatures. Now, I've been harping on this for a long time. They have the ultimate say, and we control the legislatures of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona. But let's stick with PA for a second here. They had the hearings, right? They see all the evidence of fraud. It was obvious and convincing, right? The Democrats are basically saying it's all fake news, nothing to see here. They push forward with their certification. All right, so how is the GOP fighting back against the Secretary of State who's corrupt in the state and obviously Governor Wolf, right? Yesterday, led by Senator Doug Mastriano, the legislature filed a resolution to dispute the 2020 election results. Mastriano tweeted this out. There is mounting evidence that the PA presidential election was compromised. If this is the case, under Article 2, Section 1.2 of the U.S. Constitution, the state legislature has the sole authority to direct the manner of selecting delegates to the Electoral College. This power was given to the state legislature for the purpose of safeguarding the appointment of our president, specifically contemplating corruption and ensuring that the people are not disenfranchised through a corrupt election process. Therefore, we are introducing a resolution to exercise our obligation and authority to appoint delegates to the Electoral College. This is absolutely huge. This is the power that the Founding Fathers gave to the states to stop the exact type of lawlessness that we're seeing in this election. Now, for some odd reason in Pennsylvania, back in the 30s, the legislature kind of like voluntarily gave the Secretary of State the right to choose the electors instead of them. However, according to the U.S. Constitution, which is the law of the land, that power lies solely on the legislature, so they can take back that power anytime they want. That's exactly what they're doing now. The Secretary of State couldn't even challenge it because it's a constitutional right. So what does this mean? It means this is a fail-safe. There are so many paths to victory in Pennsylvania, it's almost ridiculous. You can have the courts uphold Act 77 and say that entire million ballot dump for Biden at 4 a.m. is void and Trump wins PA in a landslide. They can say all the mail-ins are illegal. They can prove there were tons of votes switched from Trump to Biden with the mail-ins. They can win on the fact that Republicans were stopped from watching the ballot counts in Philly and Pittsburgh. That's a violation of the equal treatment. I mean, on and on. We don't even know all the evidence that they have yet. And we could reclaim Pennsylvania outright, just win the state in a landslide, and none of this has to go to the courts or even the legislature. Now, if things didn't go our way in the court battles, we have already proven corruption to the legislature. They can decide to elect pro-Trump electors, and when the vote comes for the Electoral College, they would go and cast their Electoral College votes for Trump. Or, if the election is just declared a complete fraud, they can also decide not to vote and rescind those, what is Pennsylvania, 22 Electoral College votes, rescind them from Biden. And if PA doesn't get their Electoral College votes to anybody, it just goes to a contested election because other states would probably follow, do the same thing, and then it goes to a vote in the House. If the vote goes to the House, each state gets a single vote, all right? They would cast their vote for Trump then. They get one vote. Rhode Island gets one vote. California gets one vote. That's how it works. There's no weighted results based on the size of the state or the population or anything like that. We control 31 states. The Democrats control 19, so there's an easy victory there too. This is why it's a good idea to keep up the pressure on the state legislatures, okay? Arizona is next on Monday. Now, I saw on Parler videos of tons of people in Arizona before the election. They were doing things like these car rallies that were like 100 miles long, spontaneous rallies and gatherings and stuff. This is what needs to happen right now. I know there was a lot of talk about people showing up to the state house this weekend. I don't know if it started. I haven't seen anything on the news about it, but I know people were talking about maybe showing up today or tomorrow and then being there for Monday. I don't know if that started, but anyone and everyone in Arizona who can get to the state house on Monday, it's important, okay? A lot of the state legislature Republicans, they can be gutless. They can be the rhino types. Just because we have the power and authority doesn't mean anything until we actually exercise that right. There was tons of voter fraud in Arizona, so we need now to show the legislature that we're behind them, that we want them to fight, that we want them to stand up for the country and for Trump, and not let this election fraud, this steal, happen, just like they did in Pennsylvania. And I think that's going to happen because some Republicans in Arizona have already seen the signal that the fight is on and they're on board for this and they're going to do exactly what we want them to do. Specifically, Arizona Republican, his Representative Mark Fincham, all right, he said this: after a review of the statistical anomalies, and there are too many numbers to count, affidavits of improper actions and community outrage that has grown out of what appears to voters to be an attempt to throw the election through a number of fraudulent efforts, we decided as a member of the legislature and not as members of any specific committee that we should move forward with a public hearing. That's what's happening Monday. Now, he also said he guarantees, and that's a quote, that the election is going to change on Monday morning. That's after all they heard was just some preliminary review of the evidence, a little bit. When Arizona, when the legislature, when they see all of the fraud in their state, when Giuliani and the Trump legal team come to Arizona on Monday morning, hopefully with 30,000 patriots outside the window, they're going to do the same thing as Pennsylvania. They're not going to be able to ignore all of that evidence. Let's move on to Wisconsin. Now, this one's a little bit more frustrating. All right, we have the state legislature there too, Republicans. But we need to put much, much more pressure on them for sure because they're not doing anything. Here's the annoying thing in Wisconsin. Blatant fraud. Precincts with over 100% turnout, which is obviously impossible. Ballot dumps. They're one of the states where on TV you see this massive vote switches in real time right in front of your eyes from Trump to Biden. I mean, it's just rampant, okay? all kinds of fraud. Now, interestingly enough, the state legislature had passed a law, and that law said that anybody who wants to vote by mail in Wisconsin, they have to request it. They have to formally request a mail-in ballot. So there's an actual legal request. It's sent, and then when you vote, there's a way to match that ballot to the request that was sent. It's just like an absentee ballot. There's a paper trail, a chain of custody, and proof that you wanted that mail-in ballot. Well, Biden supposedly won Wisconsin in the middle of the night again by like 20,000 votes, I think. They refused a recount. The feckless Republicans, they didn't do anything about it, but eventually they said, if you want a recount, the Trump team has to pay for it. Remember that? So they did, but they only counted like these, they recounted, I think, these two big counties where the fraud was going to be most rampant. In the meantime, going back to that law, they discovered about 100,000 total ballots, even a little bit more, I think, that can't be matched to a request. So they have 100,000 mail-in ballots with no request. So where did they come from? Clear violation of the law, clear indication of fraud. But in the recount, did Wisconsin toss out those ballots like they're supposed to? No. And they gave access to Republican poll watchers this time, a lot of them, and they think, oh, well, that makes it all better. All you're doing is you're letting Republicans watch you count fraudulent ballots again. And it's supposed to finish up today, I think. I think one of the two big counties finished today, and then the other one is going to finish tomorrow. And they actually found more votes for Biden. Now, what on earth difference does it make if all you do is recount all of the fraudulent ballots? So this is a state where the legal battles are going to have to continue because we can't allow this kind of thing to go on. This is a clear violation of their law. And they're letting it happen, and nobody's coming in to stop it. So we need to get involved with this more, obviously more with lawsuits. Michigan, I think their hearing is on December 1st, if I'm not mistaken. And again, we control the state legislature. So the same routine is in Pennsylvania and Arizona. Trump supporters in Michigan need to descend on the Capitol, show yourselves, show the support, show the Republicans you want them to fight. In the meantime, before that happens, call them and write them. That's another state that we have the full legal right to nominate our own pro-Trump electors, so long as we believe, beyond a reasonable doubt, that the election results are a load of crap and that the Trump legal team has demonstrated widespread fraud. One of Powell's arguments for Michigan is she's got some kind of military intelligence on Michigan and can prove that there were a lot of votes switched electronically in that state. I think each state differs a little bit on how they did it. You know, some did more Dominion vote switches, some did more ballot dumps. The point is that we have the evidence. Georgia's going to flip on lawsuits against fraudulent votes, I think. Now, there's only about 12,000 vote differences there, and they have a huge issue in that state with the Dominion machines. Even Nevada. All right, Nevada, a week ago, we all thought Nevada was in the bag for Biden and nothing was going to happen there. Well, a judge has ordered a hearing to see evidence of fraud. All right? So this is all starting to turn in our favor. And once one or maybe two of these big states flipped, it's going to cause a domino effect. I think Pennsylvania is going to be the first. If the Wisconsin state legislature had any kind of courage whatsoever, I think Wisconsin would have gone easily first, but PA looks to be the first one. And then I'd say Arizona shortly after that, and then it's game on. And remember, we haven't even gotten to the court dates of the big lawsuits yet. Powell's charges are out there in just two states. We haven't seen anything yet. It very well may be that all of the little stuff, you know, that we're talking about is all for naught. Just icing on the cake, right? If she's able to prove some kind of electronic rigging of the election, like top to bottom in a lot of states nationally, or even just in the swing states, this may never even see the Supreme Court. Nothing might see the Supreme Court. There's literally hundreds of different allegations, hundreds of directions that this can go. We need to let some of them play out, let some of the evidence come out, be put on display where it can't be ignored. And that's starting to happen. Monday is going to be another big day for us. Just watch Arizona. So look, don't get discouraged. Don't listen to the media trying to make you discouraged. If you feel helpless and you want to do something about it right now, do exactly what I said. Call the Republican reps in the swing states that we control, the state legislatures. and make sure that they hear from you. That's Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Republicans can legally and constitutionally control the fate of those states if they agree that the election was a fraud, and they can nominate electors that are going to nominate Trump. All legal, all constitutional, and actually patriotic. Because we all know that this election was a sham. We all know that the fix was in from the beginning, and luckily we were given a way to save the country. All right, that's it for tonight. It's Saturday night, so enjoy yourselves, enjoy the weekend. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and pass it along to anybody that you think might enjoy it too. And I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.